Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has banned hundreds of foreign activists from entering the country before next week's meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Bangkok. He has also strongly discouraged local activists from holding protests during the APEC forum. The move is drawing sharp criticism from human rights groups. Thai embassies around the world have received a blacklist of more than 500 nationals who are banned from entering Thailand during the APEC forum. The list includes members of non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, activists, Falun Gong members, and individuals linked to terrorist groups. Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has also ordered immigration officials at Bangkok's Don Mueang Airport to screen foreign arrivals and weed out those on the blacklist who may have managed to enter Thailand, along with what he calls other suspected APEC troublemakers. Mr. Thaksin has repeatedly warned he will not tolerate any demonstrations during APEC. He says NGOs that participate in demonstrations may find they will not be able to register their organizations next year. The Thai leader has also banned local media from asking political questions or questions about the protest ban until after the summit is over. 21 heads of state are to attend the economic meeting, including President Bush, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao, and Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. The government says the protest ban is aimed at protecting Thailand's image and ensuring there will be no disruption during the summit. Critics of Mr. Thaksin's strong-arm policies say banning protests is undemocratic and muscles freedom of speech. Manila-based academic and anti-globalization activist Walden Bello, who was banned from entering Thailand, says moves by Mr. Thaksin to blacklist foreigners is ridiculous.
I find the ban on foreign NGOs and the ban on people like me coming into Thailand, I really find that really quite unnecessary and an overreaction. Really, in my sense, I'm quite apprehensive about it because I think it constitutes a very disturbing precedent on freedom of speech and freedom of assembly.
Mr. Bello says protests are inevitable during big international forums.
You don't need foreigners coming into Thailand to create a demonstration against George Bush. I think the policies of George Bush internationally are really quite unpopular.
Thai Foreign Ministry spokesman Siasat Phunkit Kao defends the government's position, saying demonstrations could deflect from the importance of the event.
Thailand is a free country where democracy activities of this kind are allowed in Thailand. But I think for this APEC event, we want to concentrate on holding a successful APEC meeting.
Mr. Siasek says protests serve only to show Thailand in a negative light and focus attention away from the economic meeting.
We wouldn't want activities that would sidetrack us from the APEC meeting, and that is the purpose of some of the steps that we have taken with regard to the activities by NGOs.
Sam Chai Hamlor of the Bangkok-based human rights group Forum Asia says the ban itself put Thailand in a bad light, showing the government to be undemocratic to the international community.
The Thai government said that if they allow the protest, it will damage reputation and image of a Thai nation. But I think that to restrict and prohibit them from doing this will damage the image of our countries, because the international communities will think that we are not open for them.
Mr. Sam Chai says protests and demonstrations give civil society and ordinary people a chance to let their voices be heard.
I think that the civil society, and especially the poor, they are also the stakeholders in that development, but they have no chance to express their voice and concern.
Despite the ban, local NGOs and activists vow to hold 4 days of protest during the summit, demonstrating against a myriad of problems, ranging from the U.S. war on terror to the adverse effects of globalization on the poor. Nancy Millie Collins for VOA News,